Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody you are listening to this program. Tell everybody about it. This is Kakuna for the microphone here. You are listening to DJ Butterfly Feces. And this is Kakuna from the microphone. Here. It's 7:30 on the dot. Please call in. Get involved with the calls. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. And check out the singer Maya Harrison. She's making a little something for herself. She's going all around doing something important. I kid you not. Check her out. She's making a tour herself. Okay, you should know the drill by now. I was living in McKinleyville, California, until basically Organic OK came over and invited me to join him on his crusade to help clean up the planet. Clean it up. And what happened? I agreed. I mean, what else was I going to do? I was a guy who coasted mostly through life, didn't have a lot of means and whatnot. What can I say? I was basically, in a way, my life had been building up to this. I didn't even know it. I needed something to devote my life to, and going around cleaning things up, picking up the trash that's been thrown, all the litter that's been thrown adrift, this polluted planet of ours. Someone's got to do it. Now, I know in a way pollution is kind of, it's sort of necessary, because in a way you can't make a knot without breaking some eggs, but we've broken too many and we're upsetting the balance of nature. Anywho, for the last so long, we've been in Washington, D.C., and the birthplace of our nation's kept trying to get roots at the source, and there's a lot of programs over there that are trying to help the homeless. There are. Makes me feel like they have to. Maybe because it's the birthplace and birthroot of civilization itself. I don't know. But anywho, what's the word I'm looking for? I had done everything I guess we were set out there to do. Maybe we could have basically done more if we'd stayed there, but we'd stayed there for quite some time. It's the birthplace of Maya Harrison, too, you know. Anywho, it was time to go. So we did. I was like, where are we headed to next? Organic gave me a look. Dude, don't quit asking, are we there yet? Are we there? Where are we headed? He's like a little kid, man. I'm just trying to prepare myself for what's ahead. Prepare myself. I mean, you're the kind of person that tells somebody not to ask questions, just do what they're told, or the kind of person trying to get me to do something maybe I shouldn't be doing, maybe something illegal. Come again? What'd you say? You heard me. Illegal. Oh, that's not like a big thing about it. I just ask where we're going. Just forget it. Unbelievable. Okay, it was like, don't ask questions. Every time he did that, I felt like I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. Well, it's kind of people who tell you not to ask questions. Anyway, there we're headed. We're headed towards Texas. Yeah, we've been there before. It's true. We're going back because we've been to a place here, more than one place here and a place there, does not mean that work was done there forever. It does not mean that at all. It means nothing like that. Then we're back in Houston. I noticed at the heart of it all, in a way, all the cities began to look the same. Oh, they were different, sure, but somehow when we got to the same sort of area where there's garbage everywhere, having to pick it up and clean it up. And there's always a person destitute without means who come over and ask, spare change? I said, I don't have any money on me. But what I'm doing is trying to clean up this community so maybe things will be better for them to live. One of them said to me, oh, thanks a lot, but here's a problem. You pick up the garbage around here, how's that going to feed us? How's that going to keep us warm? Maybe the place will be basically cleaner and they can use more money to feed you guys instead of just trying to clean up the whatever. See, You need to be helping us homeless people. We need money. We need means to get by. We used to have jobs and a place to live, and they threw us all out. Things are bad all over. Man, I mean, I basically was going up. I was basically going down, and I realized something. I wanted to tell Organic, if that's what picking up garbage, but maybe we should be doing some of it. Instead of from trying to get the homeless, take a few more people, trying to complain a little bit, we should be doing something. Ever since I saw that housing pod, I saw the invention, I wanted to build those all up and shelter every homeless person. But as somebody put it, where would you keep them? Where could they be kept? Miles from civilization? Like Shanty and some, we know a lot of people, they got their cars and tents all set up and whatever. It was a damn... It made me want to cry. It honestly made me want to cry. Are we helping about as much as we'd like to be? I came across some... another homeless war veteran. Actually, there were several of them. They were all staying together. They were war vets. They were dang war vets. Now, what was messed up was the fact that you saw those were people who basically went out to suffer and die for their country and do something for the greater good. The country did not take care of them. Sometimes, even if they were basically World War II, the big one, I mean, even then, they weren't doing right. They weren't doing right. What did I call it? I called it a legal kind of criminal. There was something that was messed up. I want to do something. I need to do something. So I just sat over and talked to them. Organic told me, dude, don't spend too much time talking to them, okay? Remember something. Come here. We're supposed to help these people. We're supposed to clean up them, whatever. But man, sometimes they just need somebody who will talk to them. Don't get too close. They are dirty. They are filthy. It's not all their fault. I was just at a loss. It was messed up. I sat there and talked with them. They told me about basically how they fought in Iraq. They told me how the government did not take care of them. Budget cuts, whatever. I don't know. What happened was that person really began to ask, who's the cute doggy? That's right, one of them had a big doggy. I always wondered if they were so poor, why did they get dogs? The truth is, they need some companionship, too. Something to keep them warm at night. Hopefully they didn't do too much with those dang dogs. I don't know. I petted. I remember Organic would probably be telling me, dude, don't be petting no dog you don't know. Okay. Some don't even know they got some disease or something or whatever. Don't pet them. Dang. I bet the dog and I immediately felt better. That's what I remember thinking. A housing pod for every homeless person, along with an organic garden and a dog to keep them company. But just give those out. Dang it. The world would be perfectly fair and evenly balanced. But it wasn't going to work that way because, well, dang it, Bear. There are budgets, basically, that are designed to, I don't know, make the rich even richer. I know I'm not supposed to get too much into politics, but, you know, we got a system, right? right here that is basically designed to make sure that those who are already very rich, filthy, stinking rich, rich, get even richer at the expense of everybody else, making everything worse. I just feel like something needs to be done. I know the government does its best to reward those who are rich because they're doing something. They're basically building a big business, employing a lot of people, trade, economy, what have you. But something about this was criminal. I thought basically with myself about going out and joining the war. I know that basically there were a lot of basically homeless people in the streets who thought about joining the military too. They weren't just afraid of the hard work and getting killed over there. They did it because they were rejected. Who wanted a homeless person, especially at the point they were? It's like it was too late for them. I've known homeless guys who basically were supporting, were political. They stayed true to the politics, even though they were the ones, their politics kind of helped get them on the street. Dang, that was something. They were believers. I asked to hear their war stories, what their life was like before they wound up on the street. They told me all kinds of tales. They told me how basically they was being worse than being left for dead out here. Being in the military helped they could survive. They could survive anywhere. They survived going overseas, whether they could survive on these streets. But they said that, you know, here's the one thing. Even they weren't really helped on the streets because the truth is now with everybody being what they say, you ever basically, I mean, come across, you just mind your business, somebody walks in asking for money, they tell you it's their birthday, they were a war veteran, give me money, I'll be dead someday, you'll be off living whatever, just begging for spare change. You try pushing, they say, please, man, I need this. We're all one or two bad breaks away from the street. And a lot of people look at you, they cast you adrift. When you're there, there's no getting you off. I don't know what to do. Dang. I picked up the garbage all around them. That helped. I just try to be their friend for a little while. Sometimes I think that's the best thing you can do, just try to talk, listen. I mean, I know now with that COVID running around, everybody's too afraid to get close to anybody. Even before that, you're afraid of getting, it's too dirty, too smelly, and you're afraid to get to know them too much. You're right, you got to go accustomed to, and you won't, and you'll stop working so hard to stay off the street. But I got to tell you, I don't know what I was. All I knew is that I wasn't doing enough to help these people. I need to be doing more. What to do? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I knew I could make it happen. I knew that I could just fight. I don't know. I wanted to get them all a meal, a place to stay for the night, but, well, dang, I mean, that's it. How do you make it so it's a regular thing, give and take, when you're an adult, you do something to get something in return? That's a natural order. Things were bad all over. Houston, Texas, and I've said this before, I know a lot of people expect, I hadn't seen that much of the world, so of course, I basically based what I knew from stereotypes. What I think of Houston, Texas, was the capital of Texas. No, wait, that's Austin. But the truth is, I don't know. What did I think? I thought I could just help, you know? I was starting to get to know them, and then I was really feeling for them. 15 minutes after the hour here at 7:45 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. please get involved. We're here. Call it 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The truth, this show is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison. She's traveling the world herself, making a name for herself. It was messed up, really. I mean, it was, because now I've gotten to know these people, and it began to hurt me when I saw them on the street. I don't know. It was a heck of a thing. I decided basically there had to be a way, something we could do. In Texas, a place where everyone is predominantly Republican, very gun, pro-gun, very you-know-what kicking, I don't know, I feel like they should be helping the less fortunate. These people needed your help, and they need your help now. I don't know. Something should be done. Something. I don't know. I found myself personally as lost as any of them were. Hey, I was no soldier. What happened if Organic OK wasn't helping me on this thing anymore? What was I to do? I don't know if I could get by so well. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Truth is, do I have great survival instincts? Could I survive in an environment that is kill or be killed? Could I get by? I don't know. I'm sorry for these long pauses in between. It's just that I want you to, for dramatic effect, I was just so lost. I mean, these people needed me. And the truth is, what was I supposed to do? What? What could be done? What should be done? I picked up all the trash, and there would be more treasure, but then I realized, people, this planet is in a bad place. We need to do something about it soon. We're all going to sink. Pretty soon, in one way or another, we'll all be on the street, destitute. Pretty soon, society is going to fail at the rate it's at. We'll all be stuck back in the dark ages, whatever. I pet the dog, and really, I had a relationship with the dog, with the war veteran's dog. We had a real camaraderie. I don't know what it was. I remember wishing every single homeless person should pet the dog when they feel just a little bit better. It's about feeling just a little bit better. I don't know. I went back to picking up garbage as much as possible. The place looked nicer, but somehow I always got the feeling that we weren't making that big a difference. There's litter and garbage around there. Does that really mean that because we pick some bit up, everything's going to be saved? What about the toxic waste and oil and other radioactive chemicals that are dumped pretty much everywhere? What about all the deforestation? Carbon monoxide, all those cars belching toxic fumes. What about that? What? Dang. I didn't know. Something needs to be done. Something. I was personally at a destitute kind of way. I don't know. I wasn't sure. I wasn't wasn't sure what to do next. Wasn't sure what needs to happen. I found myself personally wishing. Wishing upon a star. Please, something needs to be done about the world. We need to do something. The world needs to be saved. Yeah. Please, please. I want to ask everybody out there something. What do you feel like doing? What do you feel like doing to help the problem? What do you feel like helping to make sure that, you know, that the homeless epidemic is dealt with, is done? Getting them off the street, getting them cleaned up, deloused. They said, spend so much time on the street, can they handle walking the line again, going back to society? I heard people telling me that they intentionally chose to wind up on the street. They just couldn't walk the line anymore. There's no such thing as job security and tenure anymore. So many, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't know. I saw these people suffering. I saw all of it. And I thought, we picked up some of their garbage. We tried to get a few homeless shelters to open up a little. But in the end, I don't know. What we're really doing, yeah. What to do? Dang.